Wisconsin has lost more than 150,000 jobs since the recession began. The southeastern part of the state has borne the brunt of the economic downturn, especially its manufacturing sector. But there are pockets of pain everywhere.
We need to get people working again.
Cheryl Dietrich is the president of the De Pere Area Chamber of Commerce. She's excited about legislation co-sponsored by Congressman Steve Kagan that would give a $5,000 tax incentive to businesses that make new hires. But she says it's not a cure-all.
Clearly, government legislation is not the answer. It is all about what business leaders are comfortable doing and what their drive and ambition leads them to. However, we need to create a climate for them in which they feel confident moving forward.
But not everyone agrees that the tax incentive will boost the state's job market. John Florsheim is the president of the Milwaukee-based Waco Group, an importer and marketer of men's footwear. He says the downturn has hurt their sales, putting them in a very conservative hiring mode.
We're really going to base hiring decisions on consumer demand and not on tax incentives. As a general rule, you know, we're going to look to add people when we need them based on, you know, our business picking up.
Critics of the proposed tax incentive say it won't spur job growth and will only increase government spending and add to the deficit. Kirk Carapezzo, Wisconsin Public Radio.